Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hi. this is for Spring Creek Landscape. My name is Dali Pedroza.
Hi. How can I help you today?
I want to make a payment, but I also want to start my service back up.
All right. I sure can help you with that. Now, let me just pull up the account. Let's see here. And just to confirm, you were calling for Spring Creek Landscape, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Please allow me a moment. All right, please do bear with me for a bit more, Sally, okay?
Okay.
And just to confirm, Sally, we will be resuming your services for local
Yeah, the regular payment.
Okay. And that is the $149 per month, just to confirm.
Yes.
All right. Please do bear with me for a bit more, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me know when you're ready and I'll give you my bank account information.
All right. I'm just processing the Okay. LSEO. I'm sorry, it's taken a bit longer than usual.
Okay, not a problem.
All right. Thank you. And while I am processing the reactivation of your local SEO, is there anything else maybe that I can assist you with or that you may have questions about?
I need to change a whole bunch of stuff. The information is so incorrect. I just never bother because, to be honest, I have nothing but problems, especially Google. Took about 5 months, Google, into accepting my business. But before that, I was never on the first page. I would like to see how you guys could list, kind of help me this year, be on the first page, kind of do what you do on your end. And then at the same time, I'm going to go into my account and kind of change wordings and stuff like that. See what I could do. But I will really be very grateful if there's something I could do, because I do get credits and I appreciate that. But most important, I don't mind paying my bill. I don't mind paying it. It's just I want to be, you know what I mean? I want to be advertised.
Right. All right. Let me just, and I sure can go over those information with you and what other changes need to be done.
Okay.
So that we can also have it updated on our end.
Okay.
All right. Let me just, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to process reactivating the local SEO. Please do bear with me for a bit more, okay? All right, and just to confirm, in regards to the billing, are we gonna be using the same card on file, or is the card gonna be updated as well?
I'm gonna be updating my bank account.
And will that be the card that we will be using moving forward?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm almost done. Please do bear with me for a bit more, okay?
Okay.
Mm. All right, and I am ready for the card number.
Okay, it's a bank account, is that okay?
Let's see, so you will be providing with the account number?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Let me check here.
Oh, you know what, I could give you a card number, it's okay. I'm okay.
Oh, okay, thank you, yes, please.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
All right, and I am ready for the card number.
4190-0212-5574-4102.
And is this a Visa card, a MasterCard?
Visa.
Thank you so much. And also, can you provide me with the expiration date and the three-digit code at the back of the card?
0528-182.
182. Thank you so much for that. Great. That has been successfully saved. And... All right, and that will be $149. That will be billed today for the local SEO. That already includes your website and the call tracking phone number. And now, Sally, I would like to discuss or go over the information on the account. Just wanted to make sure that we still have everything, or we still have everything the same, or if there's anything that needs to be updated on the record that we have, okay?
Okay. Well, first of all, I went into my account, and the first mm-hmm. thing I saw, it says Google profile actions not verified, reviews not verified. So I was told that good news, and I'm sure you guys emailed it to me, that Google mm-hmm. had verified my company.
Got it. Let me go ahead and check on your Google Verified or your Google business profile.
Let's work on that because I'm looking at it and I'm just got a stomachache. Like, I don't want to work on anything else. Like, I don't care mm-hmm. not right now to change anything. This was supposed to be taken care of.
Got it. Let me just pull it up really quick here for me to check, okay?
You guys, that's a problem after a problem. I thought I was just going to pay and click on the changes.
All right. Well, actually, looking here, Sally, the Google Business profile is already verified. You may be looking at a different Google Business profile, or there may be a different Google Business profile that you may have created in the past. The one that has access to the Google Business profile that's verified, by the way, is your sally.pedroza@relevant.com. That's frankcreekland@gmail.com. Is that where you're logged into?
No. So you're saying spring?
Frankcreekland@gmail.com.
Okay, well, the only thing is, no, this is not mine. Spring Creek Landscaping, this is Spring Branch, Texas. So you're giving me at gmail.com, that's an email.
Right, so you need to log into that email and then go to the Google Business profile.
Okay, you know what?
Or I can also send you a text message with the link to your Google Business profile.
Okay, send me that one.
Okay, let me do that. All right, there you go. You should be receiving that to any moment now.
Okay, I'm going to wait for that.
Okay.
Okay, so what do I click to start looking at what I have there?
I'm sorry, if you can repeat that for me.
Okay, so I got the information you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get into my account? Just hit edit profile?
Yes, that's actually it. You're already on the Google Business profile, which is the reason why it shows you the option to edit profile or read reviews. At the same time, we can also process these changes for you as well, or any changes that you'd like on your Google Business profile. You can discuss it with me, and I can have our team make those changes.
Okay.
So we can actually start with the address.
Okay. So I don't think I want to stick to Bartlett. I think I want to just say DuPage. Is that a possibility?
Because
in DuPage, but it's just DuPage, it's a bigger range.
Okay, so you would like to update the service areas on your Google Business profile. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, yes, we sure can update or make changes to that if you can provide me with the service areas that you'd like to cover.
Well, just the entire DuPage. So do I need to, do you want me to tell you each town?
No, not necessarily.
Oh.
We can add DuPage County.
Okay.
And then,
I mean, if you, if it's easier for people to pull up, if I put a town, then I'll give you a town.
Well, yes, that would also be possible. Now, just to set expectations, Sally, as per Google's algorithm, the lesser service areas you have on your Google listing, the better results we're getting. So we can probably
okay.
add up to 10 service areas.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can add 5 up to 10 service areas, and I am ready for those.
Okay. So we want to start with Glen Allen.
I'm sorry. Just to confirm, that's Glen Allen, right?
Yes. Let me see if I. Okay. I want to start with Glen Allen.
Glen
Allen.
Allen.
Lombard. Wheaton.
I'm sorry, let me just.
Yeah.
I apologize. And then, I'm sorry, the second one was?
Lombard.
All right.
Wheaton.
Wheaton.
Mm-hmm. Bartlett.
That one, if you can please spell for me, just to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, yeah. Bartlett is Bartlett.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Yes. Schaumburg.
Mm-hmm. And Schaumburg, there you go. All right.
Okay. I'm trying to think the other ones.
We currently have 5, by the way.
Yeah, no, I really went through more. And you, even though I have 5, you still put the word DuPage there, right?
We can add DuPage if you wish to, yes.
Okay, yes, add DuPage.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to add, just give me one, Elk Grove.
Sorry, if you can repeat that for me. Is it Elk Grove?
You know what? No, I don't want that one. No Elk Grove. No, but take that one out.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, Buffalo Grove.
Buffalo Grove. Okay.
Yes. Naperville. And, Warrenville.
Warrenville, right?
Yes. And I'm going to stop there.
Okay. So just to confirm, these are the service areas that we're going to be updating your Google business profile to. It will be Glen Allen, Lombard, Wheaton, Bartlett, Schaumburg, DuPage County. We have Buffalo Grove, Naperville, and Warrenville.
Yes, I think that's what I'm going to do for now.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, and now is your for the business introductory, so your business and, you know, when you go in and edit the profile, like the main thing, description about the business?
Uh-huh.
And it says based, I guess it's based in Illinois, in Bartlett, Illinois. It's fine. I'm just going to, I just don't know if I'm going to put Bartlett, Illinois. Like, I don't know if people will call me. It's not going to matter. People will call me.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I'm just going to leave it like that.
Okay. So we're not going to be making changes to the description.
No, leave it like that for now.
All right.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Now, also, where you have phone numbers, your phone number was updated by Google. I need to take out phone numbers. I mean, there's a phone number there that should not be there. I mean, I'm giving business to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, are you referring to the 69099 number?
No, that's your guys' number. I'm recording the credit numbers above, which is the 630-871-9225. That number needs.
Uh-huh. We'll be removing that.
Yes, like that number should not exist because if anyone's calling that number, is it coming to me? Is it coming to the previous number? How does this current numbers? What are those current numbers are there for?
So technically, that 9225 number is actually where all the calls will go to. So are we going to be updating it to the phone number that we currently have on the account? Or that we're currently on, rather. I'm sorry, my bad.
Okay, so anything that comes to the number, the 871-9225, that is the most stupidest thing because what's happening is that I used to have Green Pines, okay, and Green Pines have to have that number. So I sold the company, so all my calls for Spring Creek are going to this stupid company. So I'm paying for nothing.
God.
That's what you're telling me. All the calls that were coming, they were going to that number.
Right. Supposedly, yes. So just to confirm, it should be updated to 630-254-8217.
Yes.
Let me... And is this going to be the best callback number as well?
Yes. Wait. No, that's a good call number to have, but no, actually the call is supposed to be going, just go to that one. I'm not going to make it any confusing.
Or if you have any other number that you'd like to receive the phone calls, then we can definitely do that.
Okay, then I have the 6303. Oh, no, that's not even a good number. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. It's 630-998-0617. All these numbers that you have here, so that's a good number that I gave you. Also, you have a number, 630-376-9099. That's also not a number.
All right. That number, by the way, is a call tracking phone number. And rest assured, I will be updating the phone number associated to that number. So that whenever someone calls the call tracking number, it will be redirected to the phone number that you prefer to receive phone calls from.
Okay.
All right. And I'm sorry, I just wanted to confirm phone number that will be receiving business calls will be 630-998-0617.
Yes. Yes.
At the same time, the best callback number for local / communication will be
630-998-0617.
Got that. But how about the 630-254-8217 number? Will this be the phone number to be used for communications with local /
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for clarifying. There you go. All right. And then in regards to the business address, which I would like to confirm, that would still be 1117 10 Piper Court in Bartlett, Illinois, 60103, right?
Yes.
And your Google Business profile address remains hidden online?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I apologize. I mean, your address on Google Business Profile, or technically that address that I just confirmed with you, this will not be shown anywhere online, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. Address stays hidden. I'm sorry, I just need to verify these information just to make sure as well that we still have all the correct information or if there's anything that needs to be updated on the account. And then, let's see. And right now I would like to go over the keywords. So these
are going to be... I'm sorry, one second. Under chat, under chat it says SMS and it has a phone number. That number's no good.
And chat. Is it on the client dashboard?
Yes. Where I'm going through my phone numbers that you have there. It says contact information, it says phone number, and it says chat, and it has a number of 630-376-9099. That number is no good.
Let's see, let me get here. Oh, right, so the 9099 number is your call tracking phone number. So I'll have our team update.
Okay. I'll make sure
that the receiving number is the one ending in 0617.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. If you have numbers that are going to come to me, I have no problem with.
Okay.
I just have problems. The most problems I have is at 8719225. That it was not coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you could leave your number. I apologize for that.
No.
You could leave your tracking number.
All right. Got it. Thank you so much. So let me see here. So that will be good. But, yes, it may not reflect right away on your end, but I'll make sure it gets updated right away as well.
Okay.
All right. And right now I'd like to go over the keywords. Let me just pull up your keywords here. All right, so I now have the keywords here on my end. I'll go over these keywords with you and let me know if there's anything that needs to be deleted or if there's anything that needs to be added, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have here landscaping, landscape maintenance, landscaping service.
No. Please take out landscape maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do landscape maintenance.
All right. Let me remove landscape maintenance.
So we'll start all over again. You said landscape.
Right.
Okay.
So we have landscaping service, landscape construction, landscape design, paver installation, driveway installation, landscape designer, drain solutions.
We're going to take out landscape designer.
Okay. Definitely. And then we have mud jacking. And then paver, patios. We also have brick patios, brick sidewalks, brick driveways, retaining walls, new planting, sod services, mulching, and concrete leveling.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. So just to confirm, the only thing that will be removed is landscape maintenance and landscape designer.
Yes. Is there another word for drain solutions that people might call about or ask about? Because we're so into drain issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I want to do French, put up their French drain, or would you be able to give me other keywords that will be into drain solutions?
Let me go ahead and check.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I did try to look up for some keywords or search terms that are being used for drain solutions on Google Business Profile, and there is drain cleaning, logged drain repair, logged drain service, emergency drain service, drain unclogging, and drain maintenance.
Okay. Which one should we pick? Because they're all pretty much the same. They're just talking about repairs.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I would do drain repairs, or what was one of the words that kind of meant then?
So there's drain cleaning.
Okay, let's do drain cleaning.
Okay.
Okay, and that's, they're talking about outside, right? Yeah.
Right, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, I hope I don't get a lot of calls for that.
Well,
because they're kind of small jobs.
Uh-huh. I see. Let's see here. Probably we can change it to drain unclogging instead. Drain cleaning will be very common when it comes to being searched online.
Yeah.
Should we add drain unclogging instead of drain cleaning?
Can we do drain installation?
Drain installation, yes.
Yes, let's do that one.
So we'll be adding, I'm sorry. This is to be removed, and this is to be added. So that is drain cleaning, and then drain installation, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for that. And anything else that needs to be added on the keywords, maybe?
Any services that you may have? I think that's it for now. I'm going to just keep going on my stuff, but I think this is a good start. And, do you think that you guys, there's something else you guys could do to kind of like, just bring my page up forward to the front at least, you know, one time? Because like I said, I have not had it at least once.
Got it. I'm sorry to hear about that. But yes, I would like to discuss on that just really quick. So in regards to getting into the rankings of the Google Business Profile, we can for sure optimize your Google Business Profile. At the same time, if you have any new photos for the business, please do have them uploaded to the client dashboard, so that we can use it for optimization, okay?
And how do I get to the client portal? Like the link you sent me will get me to the client portal?
Well, the link that I sent you is for your Google Business Profile. I can go ahead and send you an email with your client dashboard login information, and you can log into it probably right now as we speak, just in case you may have any questions in regards to it.
Okay, can you just tell me how to get in there? Just read out the link, or, you know, just read it out. How do I go there?
Oh, yes, you can just go to my.local/.com, but you may also receive a text message or an email with that information.
Okay. But why is this, this is the one I went into already. Why is this one still, is it going to keep showing Google profile net actions not verified?
No, not really. So this is something that I will have our team updated as well within this day. So rest assured it will be synchronized to your Google Business profile, which is already verified.
Okay. And then, here on the business info for Spring Creek Landscape on my profile, it says my business information, and it says a phone number, 630-830-9225. That number's no good either.
Right. We'll definitely make sure that gets updated to the phone number ending in 0617.
Okay.
By the way, another thing that's going to help with getting you to the rankings and getting you more clients is going to be getting reviews on your Google Business profile. So if you're still on the client dashboard, you will be able to click or go to reviews, the reviews tab. And as you can see, currently there are 5 reviews on your Google Business profile. So we do highly recommend that you get more reviews. Technically, we also suggest that you respond to any existing reviews that you have. And on this client dashboard, by the way, it may not show right now since the account has not been successfully updated just yet. We're still going to be processing that. But once it is going to be updated, and once it's actually going to be updated with your Google Business profile in sync, you will see 3 options on how you can request for reviews. That way it will be easier on your end and your client's end. So we have a link on this page, on the reviews page. We have a link that you can copy and send it to your client through email or text.
Okay.
Also, there is a request review button that you can just click, put your client's phone number, email address, and then that should send them a text message and an email with the same link that will be available in this dashboard. And then lastly, the newest feature that we have, we do have the QR code. So on this page, you will be able to generate your own custom QR code. Mm-hmm. So that way, let's say you completed a job for a client, then you can just have them scan the QR code and then they can leave a review for you from there. Once they have it scanned, by the way, or once they click on the link, it will take them directly to where they can leave a review to your Google Business profile, which is going to save them a lot of time.
Okay, good. Okay. So once this is done, I will. And I do have a couple people that I want to ask, so I'm just going to wait until we kind of fix this screen and stuff. Okay. What else I was going to ask you? God, I had something kind of important I wanted to give you. Yes. Let me see one thing. Okay, well, that's it for now. We'll see what happens. I'll give it a week, and if nothing comes in, I'll just call you. Oh, yeah, very important. I'm signed up with the Better Business Bureau, and I'm in good standards with that. How do I put that on my screen for people to see?
All right. So it is something that we cannot place or link to the Google Business profile, although we can feature that on your website. So if you can send us a link.
Okay, so you could feature it on my website.
That is correct. Anyways, whenever clients see your business on Google, they will always, or most of them, would visit the website, which is going to take them to where they can see the Better Business Bureau partnership or your ranking in Better Business Bureau.
Okay, so let me get that information and then I'll send it to you guys so we can put it on my website.
All right, yes, that should work.
Thank you. Okay, so
You're very much welcome, Sally. All right.
Appreciate your help. Okay.
Not a problem. Thank you. Should there be anything else, by the way, please know you can always call us back, okay?
I will. I will. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much once again. Have a good one, Sally.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. That was a long one, huh?